Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
All right, Shaletta's here. We're going to have fun and get to other topics next segment. But once again, the President of the United States is a high school bully who's never grown up, whose vocabulary is limited, who is willing to call any reporter, especially in particular female reporters, quiet piggy. Then when Nancy Cordes is asking a very valid question about the individual who needs to face the full extent of the law, who shot the two guardsmen, the one woman has died. And when this is an individual work with our CIA in Afghanistan came, was vetted, and then was granted asylum by the Trump DOJ, when Nancy Cordes is just asking a valid question, not a confrontational one, not an uncomfortable one, calls her stupid repeatedly. But then when he's talking about Somalis and in our state, first of all, I mean, we have a massive fraud issue in this state. Not a subtle fraud issue, not a minor fraud issue, a massive fraud issue. In feeding our future, that fraud was filled with individuals who are Somalis. And we've had this conversation many times before. Those individuals, fullest extent of the law. That doesn't mean everyone else who came here from Somalia, should be generalized. But we also shouldn't stick our head in the sand about what's going on. So the president, again, who is slipping day by day, says this. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as their wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope they will be left alone. That's talking about Minnesota. Utterly ridiculous, a lie. But this is when he goes to the grotesque behavior and uses the number one word in life I hate. I'm going to use it in this one example, and I'm not going to use it again. And if you decide you think it's funny to text here and use the word, I'm not playing, I'll block you, and your communication never will come here. You can criticize me, criticize Tim Walz, but using the word retarded is grotesque. It is vile. It is challenging someone's mental acuity and comparing them to other individuals who, because of their genetic makeup, were born a certain way. And you can criticize Trump, you can criticize Walz, go for it. But when Donald Trump decides that this is the depth of his character, this is the depth of his language, to call the governor of the state seriously retarded, and anyone who's trying to bring this word back, what in the hell is wrong with you? We've evolved. We've learned that certain words are so derogatory, so denigrating, so beneath contempt, we don't use them. Would you go up to my son, my amazing, miraculous, heroic 24-year-old son who has autism, when that vile term used to be used against individuals with cognitive delays, would you use that word? Would you go to three of Shaletta's remarkable children and use that word? If you are, you are a shell of a human being. So to think the leader of our country, where policy matters the most, but character should matter, that he's bringing this word back and that others will, including Elon, bring it back. Why? The vocabulary is endless. And this is the word you want to drag back from the muck and the mire. Shameful. Enough of me.
Yeah, they are setting the tone. He is setting the tone. He's been setting the tone since he became the president, degrading women, degrading people with intellectual disabilities. You know, the way that he addresses and demeans and handles specifically black women, he is setting the tone for how he thinks that people should be treated. And, you know, you just look at, well, what is going on, the new Coast Guard rules, right? Nooses and swastikas, you know, all of a sudden are not, you know, hateful images. They're just quote unquote devices. But, you know, when he brings back that R word and just throws it around, then he's giving everybody else the license to use it, you know. And so this is the standard. This is the world that we are living in right now in the year of our Lord, 20 and 25, heading into 20 and 26. It might as well be 1976 all over again. And that is the way that he wants it. When he talks about making America great again, making America derogatory, racist, sexist, classless, he wants all of those things to come back in style so that the majority, people who look like him, are in control and anybody else feels inferior. People are, as far as he's concerned, we're too proud and too free. You know, there was a time when kids with intellectual disabilities, who they labeled the R word, they were last to get off the bus. They were mm-hmm. in a separate special yes. school. They were in trailers in the back of the school. They were not allowed to mix and mingle with the other children. They weren't allowed to work, and they would lock them away in institutions and deem them not fit for society. And, you know, you can't just open the institution today, right, and give somebody the key and say, okay, lock them all up. It starts subtly with using the R word, you know, with saying that, you know, Tylenol is the fault, you know, and by insulting and taking away the services or programs in the Department of Education that keeps, you know, kids on the spectrum and have other special needs thriving in school and give them the tools that they need to succeed. You know, those institutions don't start back just popping up all over the country. You know, it's subtle little things like using the R word and throwing that around like that's the hot thing to do that take us in that direction that we fought so hard not to go back into.
Yeah, and among the texts coming in, so I just listened to you two fools call Trump names. This is before you were on with Ricey, but it's okay for you to do the same. Typical of a liberal. And I text a person back, did you listen? I said, I have no problem if you want to criticize Tim Walz or Amy Klobuchar, Donald Trump, or J.D. Vance, but there are certain words that either you knew right away or you're probably embarrassed that you used them as a kid, that you know that's a line you will never cross again. That doesn't mean you should be tippy-toeing around if you think Tim Walz is not up for the job or Donald Trump's not up for the job. This show, in particular, the two of us, are not afraid of pointed, directed, research, powerful, sometimes as direct as possible criticism. But going to the R word, which is belittling others at the expense of individuals whose genetics are just minuscule different than the two of us. And sometimes I think, you know, when I use example, would anybody say that to my son? Very, 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 very few. Donald Trump might be one of them. That's how little faith.
Right.
That's how little
right.
faith I have for
don't take a chance.
For his evolution of character. Again, The policy matters the most. I get it. And I don't fault individuals in this country. I want my conservative friends to listen. If you believe his policy points are better than ones left him, that's fine. But guess what? There were an endless number of Republicans who don't talk like the fourth grade kid that nobody wanted to hang around with. And when he didn't get his way, tried to physically or verbally turn into a bully. He is had endless success in his career. He's not a president once, he's twice, and he might never leave. But he lowers himself to this level, which is at the worst, you know, at the absolute worst.
You say lower himself to that level. He never left.
Yeah.
He never left. He's down there. We keep giving him attributes and you know, because of the position that he holds, think that there is some new standard. He's never left that spot. I don't care what title you give him, he has never left the lower standard.
Now, among the texts here, I lost respect for Jeff for using the word twice. We're pointing out what the word is so people know. Don't even go there. Don't even go there when I have a son who I've watched stop breathing. I've watched him have hundreds and hundreds of seizures. I've watched him struggle. I've watched him have surgery after surgery. And he is my hero. I tore up my career for my son. I love him. Just for this texter, understand a little context. I'm saying it's the worst word on the planet. I hate it, but not everybody pays attention to the word. And I used it to point out how despicable it was. And I said, I want to use the word here. And if anybody uses it again and tweets, I'm going to block them. So stay away with that crap. Mm-hmm. I'm not in the mood for it when you're going to that level. It just bugs the hell out of me. God dang it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it's sad that we have to have this discussion because we've evolved, we've elevated, we moved on. It's like he's at the lower level and he keeps reaching up and snatching us entire everybody back down. And so then we have to climb back out of the hole that we've already dug ourselves out of. We've moved on. We have so many different words and terms and attributes to describe people with special needs that, you know, kids and adults alike, that is not even like in the top 100 words. And so, you know, he throws us out there and then he, you know, we're down there and we're fighting and scrapping and then we dig ourselves out of the hole. And then he comes back and uses another word or does another thing. And then we're down there fighting and scrapping again. And so, you know, he's on that lower level and he keeps pulling us down to that lower level. And sadly, you know, he's somebody that we can't ignore. He is the president of the United States of America. And so everybody in the country, and not just in the country, but around the world, are taking their cues from him. So who else is going to be using the R word as they describe politicians and people? And how is that going to impact the kids that interact with our children? And how are they going to be treated? And so, you know, we fought so hard for so many years for some sense of equity for kids with special needs and adults alike so that they can get employed, get married, have opportunities. And now to throw this word around, it's going to signal. And he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's going to signal to everybody else that is listening for his whistle. Oh, we're back to square one. We can be unkind. We can say ugly names. We can do ugly things to the kids at school and the adults who are working at Hy-Vee or Kowalski's or any of the other amazing companies that hire people with intellectual disabilities. We could just treat them any old kind of way because the president has brought back the R word. It doesn't start with them climbing the walls and trying to take over the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It starts with words. It all begins with what you say. And he's very intentional about that.
Absolutely. Well stated. Back with Shaletta in a matter of moments. I'm going to talk about my friend Amber Scholl and what is going on when something happens and you need a quality insurance agent. Whether it's, hey, maybe it's tomorrow you're driving and you're driving in southern Minnesota and you get 6 to 8 inches and the road's a little more slick than you thought. You make a mistake, somebody else makes a mistake, and you got to go to that phone, Do you have the right insurance? You have the right insurance for your car, your cabin, your condo, your home. Maybe you have some real estate. Maybe you got something else, some other piece of property, personal property, where it needs to be insured. I do. I know it because I have Amber Scholl. Now, it's not Amber on her own because I want a heavyweight company behind my insurance agent, and Amber's with American Family. I've been working with this office for not 10 years, not 20 years, not 30 years, but 35 years. 35 years. Amber has been a part of this office for 15, running it for a number of years, reliable, and it's not just Amber. It's a team helping you out when you need it, including, are you paying too much? How do you track down Amber? Very simple. TeamScholl.com. Once again, TeamScholl, S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Reach out today.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Just a little podcasting. Lindsay's trying to get the podcast up as soon as possible. So that's why I was hit. Somebody's suggesting, are you live or pre-recorded? We're reacting to the news of the day with Patrick and Turkey of the Year and the Trump comments. So, yeah, we're live. We're here. Okay. And you're going to be live and here. And as usual, you're involved in another event that is taking place tomorrow. Small Business Saturday Brunch. Tell the folks what's taking place.
Tomorrow, I'm having a celebration of small business owners. And, you know, typically the stuff that I do is for black women or black people. But tomorrow, any Minnesota small business owner, I am inviting to meet me at the Coliseum in Minneapolis from 9 until 11. I've got a food truck. I've got a DJ, unlimited mimosas. Because what I realize is it's been a tough year for small business owners with the tariffs and the Department of Transportation rolling back their disadvantaged business program where we get access to government contracts through the Department of Transportation. It's been challenging to be a small business owner in Minnesota. And we have great programs through DEED, through the state. But even with all of that, it's been a tough year. So we're going to come together tomorrow. I wanted to do something to just kind of bring us all together so we can celebrate the wins. And so, again, it's at the Coliseum on East Lake Street in Minneapolis. It's absolutely free. My company is providing sponsorship of the event. And it's just a chance for us to all get in the room together to talk. You know, I just believe mm-hmm. the blessing is in the room. You never know where your next contract or opportunity is coming from until you get in the room and you start talking to people. And, you know, we need to start circulating the dollar in working with one another as small business owners. Somebody may have some photography services that you need, or marketing services, or be a caterer or a baker, and y'all can barter and work together. I might not be able to pay you, but maybe if I write you 2 or 3 news releases, you can redo my website for me and take some pictures. And, you know, we just got to start getting creative and coming up with fresh and new ideas so that we can go from just surviving to thriving. And I just believe if we circulate our dollar and support one another, that we can make it. So folks can go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. There's a link to sign up for the event. And I know it's going to snow tomorrow, but you know what? It snows in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I ain't canceling the doggone thing.
Get out there.
It is not snowing inside the building. The building has a roof on it. It is not snowing inside the building. This is not a retractable roof. This is not Target Field. It's the Coliseum in Minneapolis on East Lake Street. It's covered. And so you can come on in, and we've got some great mimosas, a DJ, again, some networking. And we're just going to have a good time and get together and love on each other for a couple of hours. And then, I know you're going to ask, I am doing my radio show. I have sent Lindsay Brown, my producer who is with you today. Mm-hmm. She already has the list of amazing guests that we'll be talking to on Saturday for a full 3 hours of the Shaletta Show. I'm not asking Steve Thompson to come in the last 2 hours or the first 2 hours. I'm doing my whole show tomorrow.
I'll see it.
He don't believe me.
I'll listen. Man, if it's talking about it's 78 degrees outside, I'll know it's the best of Shaletta. All right, we got to go. Thank you. I hope tomorrow is fantastic. And again, remind folks, if they want the info, where they should go.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Beautiful. Thank you.
All right.
Shaletta with us. We'll pause. We'll get a little CBS News, see what's going on. Normally a quiet day, but you never know when news can pop up. Ari will join us, and then is the Max Brosman era about to begin? Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, next on CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.